Hello, and welcome to Grown in California, the Blue Diamond podcast, where we talk about all that is new and trending in the world of food and almonds. Today, we're going to talk about what it means to be a co-op and the driving force this has played in Blue Diamond's success over the past 110 years. We know that customers and consumers very much like to hear the background and origin story of their ingredients. So today, we'll explore a bit more about what makes Blue Diamond so unique. The USDA has found that the benefits provided by co-op farming not only help the farmers, but also help the customers and consumers purchasing these products. It provides a connection among the farmers, whether personal, economic, or both, as well as a sense of mutual support and keeps rural communities alive and thriving. For customers and consumers, on the other hand, they benefit from high quality and easily identifiable ingredients, as well as sustainable food systems. I'm Elise Steins, the Go-to-Market Strategy Manager.
And I'm CJ McClellan, the Senior Manager of Strategic Marketing here at Blue Diamond. And we'll jump right in and introduce today's guests, who will help us break down what exactly the co-op is and how that affects the way our almonds are grown and processed. Today, we have three Blue Diamond guests joining us. Welcome Mark Jansen, the CEO and President of Blue Diamond Growers.
Hello.
Mel Machado, our Member Relations Vice President.
I'm glad to be here.
And Michael Coe, Blue Diamond Sales Director.
Happy to be here.
And thank you guys for taking time to join us today. We have a lot to cover, so I think we will dive right in. And Mark, we will start with you. We would like to learn a little bit more about Blue Diamond's co-op story. Our listeners would like to hear about how the co-op started to start out.
Sure. In 1910, California almond growers banded together and formed the Blue Diamond Cooperative, in part to receive better prices for their almonds, also to be treated fairly, to have consistent quality grading practices. And that sense of partnership is carried through to today, over 111 years later.
Over the years, how has that vision developed and changed?
At our core, our mission back to our growers is to maximize the returns for every almond that they deliver to us. And if, when you think about it, it's an amazing situation where they entrust us with a year's work in the form of their almond crop. And we process, market, sell, and collect on that and pay them returns over the course of the year back again. And so that sense of mission has been continuous. In the process, though, we've evolved this co-op. And so I can speak more particularly to the last almost 12 years, but one of the core things that we've done is transform Blue Diamond into a global branded ingredient and consumer products goods company. And so we've sold our almonds around the globe for the entirety of our organization. But what we've done more particularly now is that conscious sense of, hey, what we do particularly well is serve the needs of ingredient customers and consumers looking for innovation in the world of almonds. And so over that course of time, we've grown in sales at a compound annual rate of over 9% over that 11-year period, and have built a business that is clearly the leader in all things almond.
I'd like to add on. So I was reading The Almond People, and something that resonated with me was the consistency between the original purpose of the co-op and what it means to the growers today. So in the speech that Dargitz made on May 6 in 1910, he mentioned that growers were coming together to study the market, eliminate speculative elements from the business, do away with poor quality of almonds that had been placed in the market. And all of those elements sound a lot like what the growers and the co-op is doing today, especially on the part of ensuring the quality of supply.
That's a great, great ad. And when you think about our core values at Blue Diamond, they tie right back to those founding days, and that we have quality as one of our core values. We have a sense of partnership, which started in the founding, but carries through in the relationship between our growers and our team members and our customers and our consumers and other stakeholders. Integrity, which is a core part of who we've always been. And as well as innovation and that sense of being entirely focused on almond and finding ways to innovate around almond has been something that over the course of the years, Blue Diamond is responsible for every major innovation in the world of almonds. And those values have been continuous at Blue Diamond. And we've added a fifth value in the last 7 years, the idea of play to win. And then wanting to know, are we serving our community well every day? And so that idea of, hey, we can operate consistent with our mission and do it in a way that allows us to better serve our grower communities. And when you think about it, that all links back to our broader purpose, which is to allow these small, multi-generational family farms to be economic and allow them to pass from one generation to the next. And that's something that I think is truly unique about who we are at Blue Diamond.
Absolutely. And why do you think Blue Diamond's customers value the mission and tradition associated with the co-op so much?
At a core level, consumers want to know where their food is coming from. And while there's distrust for big corporate agriculture, there is a love for the farmers themselves. And at a co-op level, we are a collection of 3,000 farm families. And so there's that sense of integrity and knowing where your food comes from. I think our ingredient customers also appreciate that we know what it's like to build and treasure a brand because we do that in our consumer side of the business. And so we're able, because of that, to, I think, be better partners with our ingredient customers in areas like food safety, in areas like sustainability. That these are things that are core to what we do across all of our channels of business. And that makes us naturally better partners, I think, with all of our customers.
So building on that, you mentioned sustainability, and we know that, you know, to the future generations and the generations that are out there purchasing products right now, commitment to the environment and sustainability are huge. So how do Blue Diamond's 3,000 growers demonstrate their commitment to the environment?
I think a little known fact is that almond growers have been practicing in sustainable ways because it's the right thing to do. Economically, as well as it's the right thing to do for their land that they're on, that they're passing to the next generation. And what we've done more recently is create sustainability modules for our growers around things you might expect, such as water, as bee health, and whole orchard recycling, managing dust, areas that we think are important. And we provide education and metrics through that process. And we've gone as far now as rewarding our growers for participation in this program. And that was a huge step. So our growers get paid more if they are practicing in our sustainability program. And that's a huge shift. We put that in place last year, and fully a third of our growers and fully a third of our acreage signed up in the first year of that implementation. I know that that's going to be a growing area of participation as we roll out into the second year, because we've gotten great feedback back from our membership as they've learned and been able to apply it to their own farming practices.
So on the continuing the topic of kind of some of the sustainability environmental discussion, we know that there's, you know, a continual drought that's happening this year in California. What kind of impact do we think that this year's drought will have on the availability of next year's almond supply?
Well, while we saw some impact from the drought this year in the crop that's recently been harvested, what we know from university research is the most significant impacts occur in the second year after the drought. And the reason for that is the fruit or the budwood that is grown during the drought just doesn't take place. And so we're anticipating this following year's crop to be smaller than the current year's crop. In fact, all of our modeling indicates that despite some increased acreage, it is highly unlikely that next year's crop will be as large as this year's crop. And obviously, the drought being the core underlying cause for that.
All right. And we'll head into our last question here. So Blue Diamond is a very unique company, and it operates in many different markets and through many different channels. Can you speak a little bit to the scope of Blue Diamond's brand and the customers and the consumers?
In a typical year, Blue Diamond sells to nearly 100 countries. And that idea of being global has been relatively consistent. Blue Diamond's been responsible for opening up every major world market to almonds over the years. What's changed or evolved over over time is the types of products that we've sold. And more recently, we've sold more ingredients as we've expanded our portfolios there globally. We've also brought our consumer brand to nearly 60 markets, both on our almond breeds, almond milk categories, as well as on our roasted snack almonds. And so we operate as a truly global company. 60% of our sales are our exports, and we operate across three very different businesses in consumer brands and in global ingredients, as well as the global almond trade. And so those three things, three channels give us a unique breadth and scope, and also provides a measure of stability to Blue Diamond as the world knows and has gone through changes in past years, recent years especially. We're better able to weather those storms because of the diversity and the scope of our business.
Is there anything else you would like to add, Mark? Any missing points? Anything that you want to cover a little bit more?
One of the other things that we realize is the importance of surety of supply. That if you're trying to run a business, it's incredibly difficult if you're scrambling to find your key inputs. And during the recent supply chain challenges that every business is undergoing, that really brings that into a bright spotlight. And so we know and hope that our customers appreciate the efforts that our team here goes to ensure that we're able to fulfill on our orders. So I know that our customer service teams over the past years were booking global orders three times in some cases just to get them shipped and to make sure that our customers are taken care of. And so that sense of understanding of your businesses and the needs of fulfilling and keeping operational are at the core of who we are and what we understand is important.
Elise and I, when we first started a couple months ago, got to go on a tour and as an orchard tour. And when we were going out with Mel, he knew every single person that we ran into anywhere between the plant and the actual orchard we were going to. And they came out and they like greeted us and talked to us for a while and let us explore and see everything that was happening and the harvesting. And it was, yeah, definitely family vibe.
Yeah, it speaks to the importance of that sort of community and relationships, particularly amongst our membership team. And frankly, it's one of the things that I want us to continue to find ways to enhance is the team members of Blue Diamond and our grower families. And the cool thing is there's desires on both sides to find ways to interact and connect more. So we were slowed a bit during COVID and the pandemic. But my hope is that we can reignite some of those programs that we were starting to have success on where we took busloads of people out to growers to go through and learn about what happens at their operations. We've had panels of growers at our gym team meetings. Many of those things, I think, are really powerful both ways.
Great. And so now let's jump into the interactive segment to get to know each other a bit more and learn a bit more about the co-op. So the first question is, are there family farmers that have been with the co-op for multiple generations?
That's an area of great pride amongst some of our members. In fact, I know our chairman has posted on his wall a grower payment statement from his grandfather. I believe it was from the 30s. And that sense of hey, that my father and grandfather or my family's back several generations have been Blue Diamond members is a core part of many of these farm families. And they've seen Blue Diamond through good and bad times. And now that we're in good times, I feel even stronger affinity to who we are. And so that sense of continuity on their farms and with the co-op, I think, go hand in hand.
I think it was interesting that Dan Sankey's our sustainability director's family, like his grandparents owned an almond orchard and then his parents did and he grew up on one and it comes full circle.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
It's hard to say that our sustainability director doesn't understand almond
for sure. Product, so. next question. What is your favorite part of working for the Blue Diamond Co-op? And Michael, why don't we start with you on that one?
Yeah, personally, I enjoy the events such as our annual grower meeting, where we usually have the opportunity to connect with our growers, talk and share a meal. It's not too often we get to do things like that. but it is not lost on me that they entrust their year's hard work out in the fields to us. I consider it an honor to represent them, and I take pride in maximizing the value of their crop to the best of our ability each year.
Fantastic. Mark, what about you? What's your favorite part about working for Blue Diamond?
Well, one of the things that brought me to the co-op was I wanted to work on healthier food products, that after years of selling and marketing pizza pies and ice creams, almonds were something that I felt good about encouraging people to consume more of. So that remains true today. I think another thing that's always been really important for me is liking who you work for and understanding that we're working for these small family farmers gives a unique sense of purpose to me. But it's also really powerful when I'm talking to team members and frontline workers in our plants and warehouses, that there's a real genuine affinity that goes back and forth. And wow, that makes this a unique place to work at each day. And so it keeps me excited to come up and come to work each and every day, whether it's virtual or increasingly in the office.
I was just going to say, if you've heard any good stories or if you've heard anything from the farmers about how much they enjoy working with Blue Diamond or what it means to them.
One of the best things that I've heard recently is that I've had growers say that in a year where almond prices were unusually low, like they were this previous year, the extra return that they got from bringing their almonds to Blue Diamond, because of our value-added consumer businesses in particular, in some cases made the differences between them being unprofitable or breaking even, or in fact, having the money that they need to invest back against their farming operations. And so the idea of economic sustainability came back from our growers to me in many ways as a result of us being there and being able to support them economically during a more difficult year for them.
Do you have a favorite Blue Diamond product?
Yeah, that's of course sort of like asking to pick a favorite child. But honestly, I eat so many of them. If you give me a box of Nuttons crackers, it will be empty. But I would say honestly, my favorite Blue Diamond products many times are the simplest. Are almonds that are lightly salted and roasted. And it's probably because that's what I feel comfortable eating the most of. And so almonds are a regular part of my diet, and that's the most common form that they take for me. That's
fantastic, yeah.
And what about you, Michael? What is your favorite?
You know, I would probably bounce in between the honey roast and the habanero barbecue. Depends on if it's a sweet or salty kind of day.
Recently, I've been taking the cayenne and mixing them with the honey roasted almonds, like one honey roasted to two cayenne. Good ratio of sweet to spicy.
I like the fruit and nut line, so the blueberry almonds are probably my favorite.
Those are good.
So we've learned a lot about the background of Blue Diamond's co-op mission. Now let's discuss some ways in which Blue Diamond as a co-op helps companies and meets consumers' interests in small farms and sustainable ingredients. Another warm welcome to one of our sales directors, Michael Ko. Thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, happy to be here. Excited.
First, can you tell us about your role at Blue Diamond?
Yeah, I am one of five sales directors that make up the Americas team within our global ingredients division. We support customers and brands, small, medium, and large, with almond and almond ingredient supply, from distributors, young startups, to the largest food manufacturers in the world. We strive to develop direct relationships with our customers in which to provide market knowledge and support for both current and future almond needs. In addition, I do support our initiatives into the South America region.
Do you notice a generational difference among consumers as far as interest in how their food ingredients are grown? And do you think it increases among younger generations?
Absolutely. As millennials and now Gen Z continue to gain buying power, it will be important to understand that they may view the world through a different lens than prior generations. With abundant information at their fingertips, these generations have not only shown an interest in understanding issues in today's world, but in being activists for change with those issues. When it comes to environmental sustainability, they're asking questions and demanding a certain level of action from the brands they support. So the need for sustainable farming practices, such as the ones we exhibit and continue to grow through our co-op, will only continue to grow in the years to come.
60% of all consumers say it's important that their food is sustainably produced. And nearly 3/4 of Gen Z consumers are willing to pay more for those sustainable products. We've also seen an increasing number of consumers educate themselves on the ingredients used to produce their food and the health benefits that they might offer. As a result, companies are being forced to pay closer attention to what's printed on their labels.
To continue building on that, how do you feel that Blue Diamond's encouragement for growers to use sustainable practices boosts their ability to meet industry and consumer expectations?
By working with some of the largest food manufacturers in the world and having consumer-facing products of our own, we understand what the expectations are throughout the supply chain. The encouragement, support from our field staff, and programs in place are all designed to help our growers and our cooperative meet and exceed those expectations.
Why can incorporating Blue Diamond ingredients into food products help companies make more consumer-focused claims, such as sustainable, vegan, local, and ethical?
As a brand owner ourselves, you know, Blue Diamond understands what it means for someone to entrust their own brand's image with our almond ingredients. For that reason, we are proactive when it comes to issues like environmental sustainability. That is an issue where we are always striving for improvement. So when working with Blue Diamond, you are working with a supplier who is invested in sustainable practices that will allow you to potentially differentiate your brand from others. And, you know, being a crop grown in the California sunshine, that is also trend favorable from a vegan, gluten-free, and keto standpoint. Blue Diamond almonds can help brands deliver a multitude of consumer-focused claims on their products.
Taking it back to just the beginning, how is a Blue Diamond almond different than the other almonds in the market?
Yeah, that's a great question, CJ. I could say something like quality, because we do hold ourselves to an incredibly high quality standard to ensure we're meeting the expectations of our customers, both on the retail and on the ingredient side of the business. But what I will say, it is the people. Outside of the direct sales staff within our ingredients division, we have an incredibly dedicated customer service team who takes care of each and every one of our customers all across the globe. They are truly delivering the benefits of almonds to the world and are the face of our customer experience. I think the level of thoroughness and service they bring to the table every day is what makes a Blue Diamond almond not just any other almond.
So we've talked about sustainability throughout today's conversation, and I want to touch on it just a little bit more. Do you see a continual growth in consumers' interest in sustainability and in sustainable products?
No question. With how prevalent things like climate change are in today's news cycle, sustainable practices are always top of mind. I think today's consumers have a vested interest in improving the world's current outlook and leaving it in better shape than they received it in. They're no longer shopping just to satiate a need. In the consumer's decision set, items like environmental sustainability and ethical trade are more important than ever. What used to be a unique selling point that may have set a brand apart seems to become more of an expectation amongst today's consumers. I would expect that as we move into the future, how companies are caring for and improving the planet as a part of their operations or supply chains will only become more important.
And how do you see the co-op evolving in the years to come?
I believe the co-op's evolution to be centered around what I would call holistic innovation, meaning innovating beyond products and ingredients, but in ways of doing business, both from an internal optimization and quality standpoint to how we collaborate with our customers within the Global Ingredients Division for sustained mutual growth. Of course, Blue Diamond will certainly lead the way in creating the next great consumer-facing almond product and the next innovative almond ingredient. But beyond that, we understand that today's markets, consumers, and trends are only growing more complex. We believe almond inclusions will continue to remain on trend with what consumers are seeking as we head into the future, and believing that, want to be seen as a strategic partner. With increasing amounts of knowledge within our ingredients team across innovation, marketing, and R&D, we believe we are uniquely positioned within the industry to assist brands of all sizes to further develop their product portfolios with on-trend almond inclusions.
And just to round it out, what is one important aspect of the co-op that listeners, partners, consumers, or customers might not know?
That while we are headquartered in Sacramento, California, we represent growers of all sizes from up and down the state of California, some of whom have been Blue Diamond growers for multiple generations. This longevity and diversified almond handle has provided us an incredible amount of information in terms of growing an almond crop in various parts of the state. In turn, the multi-generational partnerships instill a great amount of trust in our cooperative and field staff amongst our growers, and new ways of looking at orchard management and other sustainability practices.
Joining us next is Mel Machado, our Member Relations Vice President. Mel has a strong familiarity with the co-op, the almond growing process, and the crop itself. So let's start by having you tell us a bit more about your role at Blue Diamond.
I lead the field staff of the Member Relations team. It's a team of 11 people in the field, literally throughout the Central Valley, working with the growers to assist them in whatever needs they have to produce their crops. We are obviously helping them with their business practices as far as how their payment stream works for them during the harvest season. But we also provide advice on cultural practices, on sustainability, on irrigation, on any grower question that they may have. They normally start with us.
And let's dive in a little bit into the co-op and a little bit more about it. How does Blue Diamond's co-op core values, which are rooted in partnership and quality and innovation and integrity, make members more likely to be passionate about the product?
The thing about a cooperative versus other means of marketing their product is they are actually owners of the association. They have a role to play in the association as well. There are 9 members of a board of directors that are elected by the grower base in their 9 districts, their 9 geographic districts here across the valley. And that day-to-day contact that the individual growers has with the field staff also works very well because it gives them a sense of more direct contact and more direct ownership. This isn't just a buy-sell relationship when you deal with Blue Diamond growers. You're an owner of the association. You have a say in what goes on in the association. You're able to provide input, and you also get much more support than if you were just selling your crop to somebody.
What is the most meaningful part about working with the co-op?
That's a wide-ranging answer. I have to think about that. From my perspective, we get to work with multi-generational farming operations, farming families. That circle of life thing really means a lot to me on several levels, a couple of levels. One is I'm now working in my 30th year at Blue Diamond. I'm working with farmers now who weren't born when I came here. I'm working with grandsons of growers. So it means a lot. There are growers that I have become very close to that are no longer here. They've passed on. And I'm working with the second generation, in some cases the third generation. For the grower, it's being part of something bigger. The growers that market through Blue Diamond really feel a pride of ownership, a pride of belonging to something that's bigger than them. Because being in Blue Diamond, you know, we're the largest tree nut handler in the world. We're the largest handler in the industry. You can be a 40-acre grower, a 20-acre grower, or you can be a grower with thousands of acres. We have the full range of sizes of growers. And they're all equal in a cooperative eyes. It's one man, one vote. So it really allows you to belong to something bigger than you are as an individual.
And many associate co-op farming with the ability to help keep America's small farms strong. Are you seeing more interest in products that are grown by a diverse group of growers in a cooperative model?
The co-op model is still a strong business model. And there are a lot of businesses out there, a lot of food companies that people might not know they're cooperatives. You know, Ocean Spray is a cooperative. Welch's is a cooperative. Sunkist. So these are major brands that they are really cooperatives of small growers and large growers who've banded together for a common good to promote their crop, to promote the thing that they produce, and to produce wholesome food for the world's population.
I can definitely vouch for that. Before starting here at Blue Diamond, I did not even realize how many of the different companies and products that I purchased come from a co-op model. I mean, I grew up on a farm, so we had a local co-op that sold a lot of the farmer stuff, but I never even connected those dots until I started here and realized how integrated it is into a lot of the products that I purchase.
Early in my life, I was involved with a sweet potato cooperative. It was 5 growers that got together to market sweet potatoes, of all things.
What impact do you think having the world's first almond innovation center makes to help reduce waste, facilitate water efficiency, maybe conserve energy, essentially the impact on sustainability?
The thing about the Almond Innovation Center is that unlike anybody else in the industry, here are growers that have come together to fund a staff and a facility solely for the purposes of developing new applications and new usages for the crop that they're growing. This isn't a university somewhere doing it. This isn't a government agency somewhere doing it. This is the growers doing it with a team of scientists, a team of experts that have been hired for that purpose of developing new applications. That is hugely powerful in that the growers are really helping to determine their future And in some cases, growers will ask me, how do I get that back? Because there is a cost involved in the innovation. And innovation is hard. It is expensive to do. But they get that back in the ability to produce more almonds, the ability to grow their businesses as well. These farmers are producing food, but they are in it to make a living. They are in it as a business, and their businesses are able to grow as a direct result of the innovations that are produced in that innovation center. Our staff looks very closely at what can we do with all of the things that come out of the orchard, okay, as an almond product. There are other organizations that are looking at the co-products. We are focused on that almond product and how can we more optimally use that and bring a greater return to the grower and a greater efficiency to the operation. That's huge.
Kind of on the same note, and you've touched on it a little bit, but how does the co-op model help farmers who want to innovate and use the industry's best practice?
With the co-op model, through the field staff that we have at Blue Diamond, through the what we call as regional managers, working with the growers, the ability to get information out there to the growers. I've had growers will call me and say, I don't know this answer. I don't have this answer. And I've always said that the best growers know they don't have all the answers. There's just too much to know in this business. The best growers are aware of that, and they're not afraid to ask questions. And one of the things I preach is there is no such thing as a dumb question. So in a lot of cases, one of the values that we bring to the growers as a cooperative and with the field staff is we get to see people do things. We see a lot of stuff. We see what works, and we also see what doesn't work. And we're able to head off some problems sometimes where a grower might think, well, I should probably be looking at this or should be doing that. And with the ability of the field staff, we have that opportunity to say, no, you probably don't want to do that, and here's why. One of the sayings that I love in farming is no good deed goes unpunished. There's always some reaction to whatever you do, be it a good reaction or a bad reaction. You're dealing with geography, you're dealing with biology, you're dealing with chemistry, you know, all these things get rolled up. And there's no way for one person to have all the answers. So with a team of people that see things, that are aware of things, that have their ear to the ground on what works and what might not work, that's a huge value that we as a cooperative and the field staff and the cooperative can bring back to that grower community.
Well, you're clearly very passionate about this, and you've been doing this for a very long time, so it shows.
How integrated are the farmers into the various facets of Blue Diamond's business?
One of the ways to answer that is everybody has a role. Mark, I like the way Mark expresses it. It's kind of like everybody has a role in church. Some people just want to sit in the back pews. Some people want to take the collection. Some people want to help with whatever. So everybody can have a role. We have people who aspire to be on the board of directors. We have people who aspire to be on one of our various committees. We have people that just like to attend the sessions we have, whether they're virtual or in person. We have people that just want to have interaction with the field staff. And maybe that's once a year or once a day. It's whatever that person chooses to do. And farming is that way. There's a lot of opportunities to get involved in the depth, in the details, and the minutiae of farming. It's whatever the grower chooses to do, really.
And on that note, what would be your favorite part about working for the Blue Diamond Cooperative?
That's easy. It's the growers. It's very easy. I'm passionate about agriculture. I was thinking of this yesterday when I was driving home. I'm passionate about agriculture. I'm passionate about the almond industry. It's been a good industry. Farming is a noble profession. It's a good way of life. And what keeps me involved in it? Very simply, very easily, it's the growers.
And you know firsthand about the farming as you have your own orchard. How's it doing this year?
It's doing okay. It's second leaf. It's still babies, probably the first crop next year. But I grew up in the farming industry. I grew up in a small dairy, 35 cow dairy. I worked my way through high school and college in sweet potatoes because the dairy was too small for both my father and I. I'm Aggie through and through.
Do you have any favorite stories about one of the growers or one of the orchard owners that you want to share?
There was a grower here, and I say was. He's passed on. There was a grower here that took me under his wing when I came here 30 years ago, and we kind of grew together. And when he passed on, actually before he passed on, we all knew, he knew that he was coming to the end of his life. And at the meeting of his local hauling and shelling association, everybody knew, and he was in the front row. So I had the opportunity to thank him, because I'd moved into the current role I have here at Blue Diamond. And I was able to thank him for what he did for me, and to thank him for what he did for my successor in the field as well. When he passed on, the young man that was the regional manager there at the time called me, and he said, "Well, Merlin has passed on." He said, "This is the part of the job that sucks," quote. And my answer was, "No, that's just part of the job, because imagine what we would have missed if we hadn't have known him." And there's a bunch of those guys in my pasture, my 30 years, that fit that mold. You know, my life's better today because I knew these guys. It's a fun bunch of people to work with.
And I can attest to your knowing nearly all of them, as I've only been out with you once to do the orchard tour, but at every corner, everywhere we stopped, you knew every person who owned that orchard. You talked to that person at the diner last week. You had coffee with so-and-so.
Yeah, it was funny. In the office a couple weeks ago, one of the growers was here, and he made a comment to me that it's a small world. And one of the people that work in the office pointed at me and said, "Yeah, it's smaller if you know him."
Okay, Mel, thank you so much for joining us. As usual, you're a wealth of knowledge. And I'm sure our customers will very much enjoy hearing all your stories. If you'd like to give any closing remarks, welcome that.
The almond industry has been good to me in my life. Blue Diamond has been good to me in my life. I have a lot of pride in working with the growers that we have here, from the north end of the valley in Glenn County to the south end in Arvin and Kern County. It's a good bunch of people who really care about what they're doing. One of the things that I like to talk about with non-farmers is the dedication to legacy in the land that farmers have. Working with multi-generational families, that grandpa started it and dad was here and now I'm here and I've got kids and I want to make sure it's good for them when I'm gone. That is a very, very common theme throughout this industry, working with growers. And I don't believe that the non-farm community understands that. I don't think they understand that, realize how passionate growers are about passing things on and making sure that their businesses are sustainable for the future generations.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you stay up to date every time a new episode comes out. In the next episode, we'll be exploring the 2022 market trends and how those apply to the food and beverage industry. If you're still hungry for more, you can head on over to our website at bdingredients.com/insights, where you'll find articles, webisodes, and of course the podcast, where you can learn all about innovations in the food and beverage industry. Thank you.